And said the horse had the whitest cotton of foam on the switch, you know. And said he was too. said he seen that. Huh. But I ain't never seen nothing like that.
Yeah. I used to think people used to say they'd see things along this road all the time.
Oh, sure. That's imagination.
Hi, Mom. How you doing? Go ahead.
Granddad said he went to town. His great granddad sent him and the nigger boy to town in a buggy. And said, when he got to town, he done stole enough money from his granddad and all to buy a pistol. And said, he gonna be one of them bully kind.
Buy
him a pistol. So he got there in Fort Gaines. Yeah, so he got down in Fort Gaines, so he went to the hardware there, so they had a 38 Smith & Wesson pistol, and said, well, they wanted $15 for it. So he paid $15 and bought a box of cottages, said he loaded it when he got out of Edge of Fort Gaines there, so he loaded it up, and so he was messing with it. And so that nigger sitting that side of him and said that gun went off and shot the nigger in the side, through the side. He said that scared him so bad. I said he knowed his daddy gonna tie him up.
Didn't kill him, did it?
No, it didn't kill him. Nigger said, the nigger said he took a big nigger that tail somebody and said he got the doctor in here. Dr. Rogers.
Old Dr. Rogers.
Yeah, old Dr. Rogers. Said, he drove him over there and said, Dr. Rogers, said the bullet went through the side, went on through the side. And said, Dr. Rogers wiped it out good and plastered and put some tape and stuff on it. So the nigga got to work, you know. Next morning, said, his daddy didn't know anything about it. They keep that secret. Said, the nigga at home, said, Your granddad went down there. To that nigga can get out of there and come to work and get a limb beat out of him. The nigga couldn't get out.
He made the nigga go to work.
Yeah. The nigga couldn't work. I said, the nigga told him what happened. What the answer? His daddy got him up there. He lived up there where William lived. So he got him out there in that old storehouse, and he said he took a buggy for it. Much to him, he sat the worst of whooping he ever got in his life. So granddad found a pistol. He said granddad took it to the anvil and a sledgehammer and beat it all to pieces. I don't know how true this is now. I'm going to tell you something on Kate and your daddy. And Lonnie, you know that nigga Lonnie?
Yeah, he's a sorry nigga.
They said that Lonnie goes to his daddy and Kate gonna make some whiskey. Said he got him a nail keg and made him some beer. Said Lonnie's showing him how to do it, you know. They went over there a spring back over there.
Yeah.
Said Lonnie told your daddy and Kate that they was ready to go. And they ready to make. They was over there. Said, they down there fixing the liquor still up. Said, they have to look up on the hill. There must have been sitting up there on the horse looking up down there. Said, he just got a budget, got a rubber hole and whooped from Kate and your daddy and Lonnie. They whooped him where they couldn't sound.
I remember the time Lonnie was selling corn. Somewhere, and Papa up in New Fall, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And they said Papa got him out in the car,